producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a Sunni Shia civil war that Loveless planned all along, that we predicted 5 years ago, breaking out everywhere in the Middle East. That's just some of the news we're going to be breaking down. We have Joel Skousen of World Affairs Briefs to join us to cover the economy, the Russia situation, where he sees all of these issues going. Iran talks have fallen short, developing. Boehner says the world's on fire. Pope warns priest against wariness of people, blood moon with total lunar eclipse to rise over Easter weekend, just moon after moon, eclipse after eclipse, unprecedented. Cryptical, biblical message, we have to report on that. Rebels capture presidential palace in Yemen, al-Qaeda storms jail, free center inmates, foreign troops land in port city, 70 students killed, now it's 70 plus. See how that changed since this morning, CNN's whitewash? It's 70 plus. Guys, print me that Sky News article. I'm reading these off Drudge. They're also on Infowars.com. And we really need, I sent my messages at like 7 a.m. to three of the writers. And I said, will somebody do an article paralleling that the Interpol chief called for arming schools and malls so this doesn't happen? And that the answer is arming citizens. That needs to be out there. That needs to be discussed. 70 dead. See, I was going off CNN 15. Now it's 70. Lord knows what it's going to be. Please print me that article. Absolutely incredible. Look at this headline. IBM's Watson enters the running for prime minister. In a move that was sure to shake up political status quo in the country, IBM has announced that its artificial intelligence computer system, Watson, will run for prime minister during UK general election. As if you could do that. Says the company announced that the computer would also just do a job as two leading candidates. So they're already introducing the idea that computers will do a better job. And I guess IBM programs those, so they'll take over for us. IBM hopes Watson will lead the way in Silicon Valley. Could IBM's Watson decide the next U.S. election? Yeah, the article I want on Watson, guys, is we did one. Biggs did a report about a month ago, and it was in the news that Watson is deciding the treatments at the VA. That was the big issue. Thanks. Because that ties into the Warren Buffett article that I was mentioning. Artificial intelligence will decide whether humans will live or die. And again, who programs the computers? Even if you say the computer's better, who's making that claim? I mean, this is fundamental, huge stuff we're talking about, we're discussing here. U.S. Defense Secretary says we may bomb Iran even if a peace agreement is signed. Monsanto donates money to save the same butterflies that they're killing. Irate Democratic titans say Obama screwed up and gave rise to China's new mega bank. Senator Menendez indicted, but the former head of the IRS not indicted. DARPA to test submarine drone that takes off from the ocean. Suit Facebook uses facial recognition technology, violates Illinois' privacy laws. That is just some of what's coming up. And France moves in the direction of banning cash. Well, that's already happening here. You got the Socialist Party there that's basically tax-exempt. The EU is openly tax-exempt. They have Swiss bank accounts. But the general public pays 101% tax. You say, that sounds insane. Well, they, quote, give some of it back as socialist services, but that's total control. When you say, well, how do you get 101? Well, there was some savings from before. So it's a clawback where you can't have anything. Where having 1% of your own money, that simple vote, of controlling your 1%, deciding where you can spend, what you can do, would cause renaissance and revolutionize. They want stagnation and control. They don't want a human space program. They don't want human free will or decisions. They're anti-free will. That's their main system. Controlling, dominating, ending humanity as we know it. All right, Joel Skousen's coming up. I'm going to hit all these articles with him and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. And remember, if you're watching or receiving this transmission, you are the resistance, so spread the word. The enemy's working double time to try to shut us down.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As of a few hours ago, Western media was still refusing to call radical Islamics, or even terrorists. They were saying the number was 15 dead. Now Sky News is reporting at least 70 dead as hostages taken at college. And you basically have radical jihadis, Al-Qaeda affiliated, pouring in to Kenya and waging war on the nation. When they started having infiltrators come in from the north, Kenya began fighting back, and now they're getting attacked on a routine basis. And the head of Interpol 2 years ago, when they had the mall massacre there in Kenya, said arm citizens globally to prevent terror attacks. He told Reuters and ABC News, Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble, the UN openly wants to ban the guns in civilian hands worldwide. There's the ABC News headline, exclusive. After Westgate Interpol chief ponders armed citizenry. That's obviously the answer. But instead, you have a total demonization of that and our own government arming Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and others and creating a Sunni, Shiite, Civil War Destabilization Program. The FBI a month ago, 5 weeks ago now, saying ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda, same group, same flags, same mindset, Saudi Arabia funded, is in all 50 states. This is just the biggest false flag ever. These are real jihadis, many of them. Some of them are wind-up toys, provocateurs, but there are undoubtedly real groups here operating that are going to be allowed to operate, which again will be used to bring in more control. Not arming citizens, but disarming citizens is their answer. Truly unprecedented. Truly unprecedented. France, as I mentioned, is moving in the direction of banning cash. France will begin more closely monitoring its citizens' transactions and withdrawals of money. They have, according to Forbes, a 101% tax now on upper middle class to claw back and make sure no one has any savings, but the ruling class that doesn't pay taxes, has been caught not paying taxes, and has Swiss bank accounts, as I mentioned, and exempt themselves at the EU bureaucracy level from the tax. So France is the model, because again, if you've got 1 or even 5% or 10% of your own money, you'll be able to vote with your dollars, with your euros, with your pocketbook to create new economies of free will that will become so popular they will change society. That's why in a centralized society, they can have no free will. That's why you got to vote with your dollars, with your euros, with your different currencies, with your purchases now. That's why you've got to tell neighbors and coworkers and friends in your church about InfoWars.com and this show. But you've got to send them the free link to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video and audio feeds and the free podcast and Droid and Apple apps. You have the power. We are gaining more stations. We are gaining more sponsors. We are doing better than we ever have. But that's in a headwind. That's with the system. We're like salmon going upstream by sheer will. They are turning up the heat in the attacks. They are going after our show on stations. They're offering to buy during the week our time all across the country to get us off. There is a major move to shut down InfoWars.com right now. And I ought to be happy. At least they're not killing me or setting me up, though I'm sure that's in the cards. So please understand. Obama, I forgot this. In fact, I couldn't find it in the stack. Signed an executive order saying what they're going to do with the new FCC power grab with his head guy. Tax it, regulate it, totally take it over. I forgot that executive order. Please give me that, guys. It's all moving in high gear right now. It's accelerating right now. And you've got major preparations for war. You've got Russian strategists that advise Putin calling for nukes to be smuggled into the U.S. to be detonated on the San Andreas fault line and on the big area there in Yellowstone to trigger the caldera. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the point is the rhetoric is escalating. There it is. CNN. Obama announces executive order on sanctions against hackers. And you actually read it. It's executive order where they claim downloading something's hacking. Just huge power grabs happening. We have an article on InfoWars, though, that deciphers it from EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation. New executive order, Obama takes total control of the Internet, declares national cybersecurity emergency. We're going to discuss all of this today. Now, I wanted to get Joel Scals on last week, but he was busy. He joins us now to get into all of this. But the first thing I want to cover with him is these military drills, which we never said that Jade Helm and others were the takeover from day one. We said it's conditioning, it's militarization, it's all an Iran Corporation plan from the 80s, repackaged in the 90s, and again last year, called the National Stability Force, or National Police Stability Force. The Pentagon's called for it. It's happening. It's NORTHCOM with SOUTHCOM. They mentioned Texas and Utah as hostile and Orange County. That's subliminal, folks, basically, in plain view, because sure, there's a lot of legitimate training going on within it, but nested is the main program of gun owners, veterans, Christians, Mormons, anybody who doesn't want to be domesticated, anyone that wants to be self-sufficient is the enemy. Because, again, if you're self-sufficient, you're not under their control. It's elementary. So I don't know Joel Skousen's take on this, editor of worldaffairsbrief.com, and, of course, the author of the best-selling book, The Secure Home. And, of course, he also wrote Strategic Relocation and made a film with me. Both the book and the film I produced are available at InfoWarsStore.com. You're insane if you haven't watched the video and read the book. It really is the best intel out there from Joel Skousen, Marine Corps fighter pilot, aviator in the Vietnam era, and, of course, the nephew of Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist. And, of course, he's headed up some of the largest conservative organizations in the United States. Joel, thank you for coming on with us. I threw out a lot of information in the last 5 minutes, but are you happy to tackle Jade Helm first?
Yes, let's go with that, Alex. My major concern about the Internet hype is what you started out in saying that you did not say, and I think that's important, that this is not the implementation of martial law. It takes a very big excuse to imitate or to initiate martial law, and there's nothing that they could throw at the U.S. that they wouldn't get blamed for unless we get to a war scenario. But clearly, as you pointed out, this is a major escalation of the exercises, the domestic terrorism exercises, and you know, you won't be able to prove that directly unless you saw some of the scenarios. But we know from the Fort Lauderdale exercise, for example, where they were rounding up people and practicing putting them into prison, that this is part of a taking up dissidence. It's not imminent. It's a long crescendo growth of training and conditioning military people to do this without question, just like the Marine Corps survey asking or testing Marines to see who would be willing to confiscate American weapons. That's very, very disturbing that there is the intent to do that. Obviously, there are thinkers, globalists at the national level in the various armed services that are projecting these scenarios. They're not going to tell the military directly a lot of things because they know that there's a lot of objections in the military.
But we have seen the papers of the Army War College by colonels and generals in the last few years saying our main enemy will be the Tea Party, mimicking Justice Department statements.
Absolutely. No, there's no question about that. What's different about Jade Helm is, first of all, the scope of it. This is a nationwide exercise which differs significantly. You know, as a former military pilot and someone who's taken part in a lot of exercises, I can tell you that everything we did in the 80s and the 90s and the, you know, 2000, this was locally based. There was no flying clear across the country with, you know, prisoners that you take in and practiced incarcerated.
That's a huge waste of resources. Doesn't it escalate the price of the operation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these things are, you know, nearly $500 million just to even start talking about this kind of an exercise. But the second part that's more worrisome is the covert nature of this, that you're going to have people claiming to be blending in with citizens and then putting out the hype. You know, if you see anything suspicious, tell us. Well, let me tell you, you can't practice blending in for a foreign scenario by using the United States.
Exactly.
The techniques are absolutely different. Yes, it's easy to blend in if you're Americans blending in with Americans, but you try that in Latin America, you try that in Kazakhstan or, you know, the Middle East, and you can't use American soldiers to blend in. So this is clearly, without telling perhaps the participants, that you're practicing for blending in a covert way and
sure,
spying on and extracting. They use that word practice extracting. That means kidnapping, basically, taking people and then flying them off to a unknown prison. This is, you know, Jade Helm is really meshing together all of the preparations for FEMA camps, and actually there's more FEMA prisons being built on
sure,
former military bases than there are actual camps.
Well, they admit that. I mean, as you know, they've escalated that the hiring for internment specialists, how to process Americans, the Social Security numbers, it's all there. But, I mean, I remember back when they tried this with Clinton, they're also having the military go in and create relationships with the local police to create the preparation down the road to find out who's going along with it and who isn't when the Delta Force tried to bribe the San Antonio police chief.
And that's why we had leaks from New Mexico, for example, telling us that they were monitoring right-wing radio stations, your broadcast, taking names of people who comment on these blogs or who respond on the radio to call-in television radio shows. This is very serious. When local police are joining with the federal services in monitoring American people, especially targeting American dissidents, people like you and I and others who object to the spying on Americans as well as the preparations for martial law, eventually, and the militarization of police. But I repeat, I don't think martial law is imminent.
I agree.
Or anywhere close. I think this is a long preparatory process. They're running into a lot of objections with military people. That's why they're using a lot of mercenaries now. And I think part of these exercises try to weed out or vet who in the military objects to some of these scenarios. And
precisely.
They get on lists themselves so that when it comes time to putting forth your baddest, most unprincipled mercenaries, they won't be among them.
That's right. And then they send those guys overseas to deployment after deployment. They get put on the no-treat VA list. They get put on the extremist list. And the government knows that the vast majority of the veterans who actually fought and swore an oath to the Bill of Rights and Constitution will say no to this takeover. And so that's why they're listed in all the Justice Department documents that are public. Some were secret. We broke it. That they're the enemy. I mean, this tells you how alien and un-American and corrupt this is. Let me ask you this question. In drill after drill, not just this one, Texas, Utah, and other areas are listed as hostile. I don't think that there was a mistake there. I think they're testing the military as well to see if they get it. What do you think that was about?
You know, I was surprised they didn't include Idaho as one of those states. There's probably just as many, if not more, dissidents
sure.
from our movement in Idaho. Utah is kind of interesting because right now the Mormon base there is basically, at least the leadership of the church there is kind of placating the government, going along with government, making sure that you don't say anything negative about government. That said, there's a tremendous amount of Mormons who are constitutional conservatives that are the dissidents. So it probably isn't the state like Idaho. You know, Utah and Idaho, in my book, Strategic Relocation, are the two top-rated states. They are the most conservative states. They have a great deal of places that are safe places in those states. But both of those conservative states, like every other state in the union, are tending to be more liberal over time. The governors, that is. You know, the governors of Idaho and Utah both are trying to placate the establishment. The legislators, however, in those two states are very conservative, and they keep putting tremendous resistance on that.
And I was about to add, I know for a fact that the new governor of Texas has met with some top people and is aware of the conspiracy. And you know they're NSA wiretapping the leadership in Utah and know that the whole cosmology recognizes a globalist takeover 100-plus years ago. So I think that's why the system doesn't like it from the get-go, is because it fundamentally doesn't recognize the globalist takeover.
That's right. And there is inherent resistance in those two states especially. It's unlike Indiana. I never saw a state fold so fast to tremendous the wave of pressure against their religious freedom law. And, you know, and they've turned around, tail between their legs, and passing an anti-discrimination, which is a violation of people's fundamental rights. But you don't have the right to choose with whom you will associate, even on your property and your business property. Then you've lost a tremendous fundamental right. And not a single person, Alex, came forward to defend the principle of discrimination. We have gutless people, especially conservatives, who really don't understand what they need to be defending.
Sure, because, I mean, if you discriminate against somebody on the basis of, say, they're a felon, or you discriminate against a restaurant because the food is rotten, I mean, they're taking that word to the trillionth degree where you have no free will. If you have no discrimination powers, then you have no direction. Again, they manipulate words to just incredible degrees. Where people basically, I mean, it's like saying you don't like a dead dog in the street because it stinks. Your olfactory nerve is racist against carrion.
Well, you know, there's a real misunderstanding among people about discrimination. Really, it is a fundamental right, like free speech. We may not like what a person uses as free speech on his own property, but he's absolutely free to say anything he wants on his own property. It's the same thing with your right to choice. They don't want us to have discriminating powers because they eventually intend to pigeonhole us into accepting things that we would not accept, such as gay relationships, which this was incredible. I mean, it wasn't just a few years ago when it was barely uttered that we have to tolerate gays, and now it is protecting and defending gays almost as if they have super rights.
And promoting it to 5-year-olds.
without discussing any of the health issues with the gay lifestyle, which are horrendous for them and which are contagious, and the problems involved. There's a tremendous protection. But as a legal matter, it's essential to understand that anti-discrimination laws are what I call an unlimited extension of lawmaking power. In other words, once you allow government to enter in to what they will determine you can use to discriminate and what you can't, it's literally unlimited. They can keep adding to the choices. It started with race. And I, in 1984, was in Washington, D.C. when they passed the Civil Rights Deal. And I said on national television, said this is a violation of people's fundamental rights to discriminate for whatever reason. And they said, well, how can that be a fundamental right? And I went through the same arguments and I prophesied. I said, eventually they're going to increase this to women, to gays, to other things. And we're living through that day today.
I remember seeing an article yesterday right before I went into surgery. Praise God, it was a successful hernia surgery. The doctor did a great job. And it was, they're going to bring the article in. It was a major university said, there it is. University requires students to apply for free speech permits. Content of student handouts also must be reviewed and approved by school officials, even down to speech. Kit Daniels, if you scroll down, I'll give folks the university. California Polytechnic State University, Pomona, is now requiring students who engage in free speech activities on campus to apply for a permit issued weekdays between 8 a.m. But it isn't just a permit for where they want to give a speech with a megaphone or something. So that's how it started. So I was against it at UT 20 years ago. Now they're saying that you have to get pre-approved for what you even utter. I mean, this is hardcore totalitarianism, and they call it liberal. Liberals, Thomas Jefferson is saying religious freedom, government can't be involved. I mean, they invert separation of church and state, saying Congress shall make no law restricting the establishment of religion or freedom of exercise thereof. That says the government can't get involved. And so the church can do whatever it wants, not the other way around. I mean, but that wasn't even for the First Amendment. In Europe, the church had sanctuary, where if you could get into the church and they would hear your case, then there was no jurisdiction within those walls, and they just invert reality, Joel Skousen.
That's right. And it's very, very important to understand that the free markets operate on judgment. And these are restrictions on judgment. Restrictions on free speech, restrictions on discriminatory judgments are restrictions on, as you say, the exercise of free will and the ability to disseminate objections to the government position. And that's why I think even in the military, we do have civilian control of the military, but we ought never to say that the military cannot publicly disagree with and lobby the American public against the politicians' decisions in the military field. And because
exactly.
We have put a clamp on them, they are no longer able to protest, and that's why we get so many frustrated military people to leave, because they're
sure.
Simply muzzled.
Well, remember 2 years ago, we reported it when Army PSYOPs at Fort Hood gave it to us. At a rally, they brought it to me, and then a week later, it was on Fox News, and the headline of Fox News was, "Are Christians in the military extremists or terrorists?" And in there it said, "You will be court-martialed, or maybe court-martialed if you're evangelical, or if you are in the Tea Party." Well, you can do anything you want when you're off duty. Imagine, because again, people say, well, why do you say the military is so good, but now they're trying to take over? That's how ignorant the public is. The military is the most awake because they're in the middle of it and know we're telling the truth, but they're being asked to do bad things. The military, separate from the politicians that are commanding them, we're supporting the military. Just like you were an officer in the Marine Corps are when you fight for their free speech, correct, Joel?
That's right. But there's a tremendous pressure in the military because they can threaten you with court-martials, with lack of retirement benefits to go along and say yes. You know, they give lip service to the fact that there are illegal houses. There, you can only have to follow legal orders, but they will never admit that there has ever been an illegal order. And in fact, if you go up as the military and say, I'm not going along with this because it's illegal, you're up for an immediate court-martial. And I don't know many judges, and any general officers, and I've been up against a few protesting some of the amoral policies. This was pre-tailhook in the scandal in the Navy and Marine Corps, and I protested some of those immoral activities to a commanding general, and he just laughed at me and said, you know, you're in the wrong service if you don't go along with this. And there's a tremendous amount of pressure in the military to go
along. But you knew it was going to undermine it, all of the sex parties.
What was that, Alex?
All the sex and the partying, you knew that was going to be used to undermine it.
That's right, it has been, and we have seen tremendous corruption. You look at some of the 100-odd general officers, and actually only two of them were dismissed.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about that, Russia and beyond. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. We're here live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then the InfoWars crew is back, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The news websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I don't know how anybody out there could be bored. We are living in epic, epic times of just incredible things happening. Humanoid embryos being grown up to larger size and implanted in cow uteruses to then be harvested. That's mainstream news. Spider goats around for 20-plus years, part spider, part goat. Cows that create human milk by the tens of thousands in China. Open-air pharmacological crops growing everything from chemicals to HIV for HIV vaccine. Who knows how this is going to mix with the environment? And there's no oversight to speak of. I mean, just thousands of insane things. DARPA to test. Submarine drone that takes off from the ocean, can lie in wait in the ocean floor for years before being launched into the skies. It's an autonomous robot. And what does Warren Buffett say? Robot brain to take over VA death panels. Company that ran Nazi death camps to take over the healthcare. And Warren Buffett comes out in a speech we played earlier and says robots will decide when you live and when you die. Well, who programs the robots? It's all about the end of free will. Before we go any further, with Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com, the editor, excellent publication, a lot of news there. You can also subscribe for excellent analysis, worldaffairsbrief.com. We are listener supported, and we have a lot of specials because folks love those, and we love them, having those as well. This is free will here. We don't take your money at gunpoint. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC or the other subsidiary companies or $400 plus million of taxpayer money like NPR. We are funded by your free will, supporting us. So we bring you Made in America products in madein1776.com, which aren't much more than the stuff that isn't made in America that we also sell. We give you that choice for a little bit less price. It's up to you. At InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of that's made in America as well, just not all of it. Some of it's made in Honduras or wherever. But sometimes there'll be a shirt I like or a design I like that you just can't get here. That's how limited this country is. But everything at madein1776.com, the Molon Labe belt buckles, the long sleeve Molon Labe shirts, all of it, a whole bunch of great designs, most of them that I came up with, so they're original, is at InfoWarsStore.com, subsection madein1776.com. You can find the best nutraceuticals out there at incredible prices, the nascent iodine, the high-quality vitamin D3 winter sign, the true methylcobalamin vitamin B12, secret 12, the lung cleanse, the oxy powder that flushes out the guts clean and safe, a higher form of oxygen, truly organic, Mediterranean oregano, very low price. Ancient Defense will sell out today, and we won't have it for another 3 to 6 weeks. We've not sold out of this yet. It will sell out if you want Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster. And the best part is all of this funds our operation. We don't just get up there and say, send us money to run the operation. We give you high-quality news, analysis, reports, films, the guest. We support other activists for freedom. And then we have high-quality products, very well-produced, high-quality water filtration systems like ProPure G2, that blow away the competitors. We have the side-by-side lab tests by third-party major labs. We have the taste test videos, promo code WATER to save 10% on all the water filtration systems. Don't just hear the claims out there about our systems. Go look at it for yourself, InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you have any questions, want to order over the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. And finally, it was 3 years ago that I said, we ought to make a film, a three-hour film, or roughly 3 hours, out of your book, Strategic Relocation. I got the book. I read it. I couldn't believe from my travels how accurate it was, just about the places I'd been or lived, even the subsections, where the problems are, where the racial tensions are, you name it. The Secure Home, Strategic Relocation, the book, Strategic Relocation, the film. They're all available, discounted. I produced the film at InfoWarsStore.com as well. So you're supporting Joel Skousen. You're supporting the InfoWar. You're supporting our operation. But most importantly, if you want to get a real map of not just here in the U.S., but every other major country, it is incredible the work Joel Skousen put into this. That's why his book, The Secure Home, is the Bible of secure homes and why he's such a consultant to billionaires right down to average folks and builds secure homes all over the world. That's another question, Joel, before we get back into Tailhook and Russia and ISIS and the rest of it. You talked on our show without giving away client information years ago about former CIA, FBI building more inexpensive safe houses and bunkers under their houses, or you know, really rich people building bunkers at an accelerated rate. Now it's been in the Guardian that they're building bunkers all over the world. They're building them in the Ozarks. They're building secret airfields in New Zealand and building garrison guard shacks and are really scared, and most of the billionaires have left Israel. What is happening with this exodus of the elite and this hardening of elitist positions, and then Russia building giant underground bunkers, but we don't have those for the general public? What's going on that front, Joel Skousen?
Well, the answer to that is that the people in the know, insiders, if you will, I'm talking about ex-CIA, DEA, anybody who's involved in the dark side of government knows that a major war is coming, and it's going to be a nuclear war. They're not doing these bunkers because of terrorism. Your chances of really getting hurt from even, you know, the false flag terrorism, which all the big events are, is really less than 0.5% or less. But your chances of being affected by this coming nuclear war with Russia and China are absolute assured. Everybody's going to be affected by it. And so that really tells you something. You know, the insiders see the government building brand new deep underground bunkers, abandoning old bunkers like Cheyenne Mountain because they know they're targeted. So there's a whole new series of bunkers being built. And when they retire, they're doing the same thing. But you'll notice, Alex, that FEMA is not warning American people that there's any nuclear threat at all. But we, you know, I used to get a lot of flack from people because of my predictions about Russia and China being the real target, not terrorism. But nobody's laughing now. Everybody sees Russia getting more aggressive, China getting more aggressive. It's really just a matter of time. It's driving the elite to do this. And I might say, even though I am aware of high-level government officials doing this, I do not design for these people. I will not work for ex-government.
Sure, I know you just talked about, I guess, your other contacts and sources right. And them approaching you.
Right.
Joel, if we had the engineers, if we had the time, the media people, we could go back to you 10 years ago here, 15 years ago here. You've been coming on the show 16, 17 years, I guess. You've been on since about 1998 or so, if memory serves, so that's about 16, 17 years. But we could go back 2-3 years ago, and you were saying China's being the new enemy, Russia, we're going to start escalating crises there. And then sure enough now, you're right, people say, new nuclear war, that's all over. Now we have Boehner saying the world's on fire, all these top analysts saying we're in greater danger of nuclear war than any other time. You can see the move. You see Russia feverishly digging in, building some estimates are 400 square mile underground bunkers under mountains. I mean, this is wild. And then you see FEMA demonizing anybody who's a prepper. And you can see it. Finance the radical Islamists, get some attacks going, use the Islamic threat as the cover for the hardening and the domestic police state that emerges after the war. And you can really see that more and more your analysis is coming true. Going back, how long ago did you come up with this hypothesis, and why did you come up with it?
Well, I came up with it clear back in the 80s, believe it or not, and published it in 1998 when I was starting my World Affairs Brief. I put out my general theory in a piece called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade. And the reason I came up with this is because I continued to see how the CIA was covering for Russian war preparations. In 1997, for example, the New York Times published the first article on this big 400-square-mile underground bunker system in Yamantau Mountain in the Ural Mountains of Russia. And they went to this, and it basically was a cover piece to downplay the issue. They went to the CIA and said, what about this underground bunker system? Oh, yeah, we know about it, but we're not worried about it. It's just defensive. And, you know, I asked the immediate question, why is it defensive? How do they know it's defensive? They've never been in it. General Habiger of our Strategic Missile Command admitted the United States inspectors have never been in Yamantau Mountain. It's got 6 railroad lines going in. Russians claim it's for mining, but you never see any mining cars other than removing earth, you know, coming out of it. There's nothing going in there except factory closed box cars. I think they're building underground nuclear factories, missile factories. They're going to be able to continue to wage war even after nuclear war starts. So I've warned about this for many years. It's not possible necessarily to predict when it's going to happen. I think we're dealing with multiple conspiracies here. We have our globalist, Anglo-American globalist conspiracy trying to take down our liberty, who are actively helping Russia and China arm.
Just like the West is declassified, basically helped build up Hitler.
That's exactly right. They're building up enemies in order to create a major crisis to justify the kinds of militarization of police, taking down of dissidents, FEMA camps and prisons, as we've been talking about. It's going to take a war to justify that, and they want that war, but they cannot control the war. They can't start it. They have to make it look
right. That's right. Because
right.
The globalist enemy is the Russians and the American people and anybody else under their control. So it's the old trick in the book. Cause the cataclysm so you can then have the excuse to take over completely.
Right, and they're going to use, what better excuse to be able to justify a militarized global government where we lose our sovereignty than a nuclear attack on the U.S. military? Now, everyone says that's inconceivable that the U.S. government would want an attack and destroy the
nation. What is the real U.S. government that the Justice Department Homeland Security say? They say the veterans are the enemy.
Yeah. But you see, our government knows that Russia and China don't intend to nuke cities. They intend to nuke the military and then blackmail the U.S. into submission. You know, Russia and China want to run their own version of the New World Order under their control. And eventually they plan to attack each other, too. I mean, they're predators that are temporarily joined. But the Western globalists are the most insidious, in my opinion, satanic, revealed and driven. It's the only way to explain this conspiracy that's been going on for a couple hundred years. But
do they have the blessing of the devil in your research? Do you think the Anglo-American establishment is actually going to be at the core of the satanic takeover, or are they going to be betrayed as well?
No, I think they're going to be the core. They're the ones that are intended to win. I think Russia's going to go down in the next Third World War. I think China will be induced to attack Russia's rear at some point during the war in exchange for more and more military assistance, just like we gave Stalin during World War II. And then, you see, that serves globalist purposes, too, because after the war, then you've got a new Cold War enemy, a huge China military, and the globalists can say that's why we have to keep this global military force in force, and that's why we can't go back to individual sovereignty. And, in fact, we see a NATO army and now a new Arab unified army being put together, at least those that are puppet states to the West. And I think those will merge eventually through the Middle East war that will come up through this Iran deal. It will merge into the beginning of this global military that we're going to have to face someday, that Americans will plead for, basically, because our military has been taken down. And the reason our military is going to be taken down is the U.S. government is not going to give the nuclear codes so that we can respond until after we've absorbed a nuclear first strike. And I've written about that extensively, PDD 60, that secret order instructing the military to not rely on launch on warning, but to be prepared to absorb a nuclear first strike. I think you're going to see that happen, and it's going to take out the military. And that's why, as much as I'm in favor of defending our country and military service, I do no longer recommend that good people join the military. Our government will not protect you. They're setting up the military to take the hit in this next war. And if you're in the military, it's not enough that the vaccines that are forced upon you, but if you're in the military, chances are very, very high that you're going to be nuked.
And the time frame, 2020, 2025?
I can't tell when it's going to happen, but I can tell you I don't think Russia and China are ready until the beginning of the next decade. All of their top-line new weapon systems aren't coming online.
They admit that. In fact, their deadline is about 2021, they say.
And they may be cheating a little bit, but I'll tell you, it just takes years to build the kinds of blue water navy things that China needs, the new submarines, the new aircraft carriers. They're not relying a lot on aircraft carriers, by the way, because they know that's obsolete technology.
Submarines.
With super hyper missiles and nuclear weapons, you can take out aircraft carrier task force in an instant.
Absolutely, and you've operated off those. Well, RT reports, and when we're being told about something, it's already there. And this is what I was told by a lot of folks. Plus, it's been admitted that a long time ago they were developing this, that they have these basically subs, these containers, these packages that sit on the bottom. They pop up and the device goes to the surface. It's basically a huge cruise missile carrying other smaller cruise missiles. Then it goes in below the radar and takes out targets. I mean, for me, in my research into nukes, isn't this really the ultimate weapon compared to even space-based or ICBM? Isn't this what's hard to really shoot down, even if you think you have jamming equipment on the ground, Joel?
It is, and a lot of it depends on the jamming. This is a real high-tech war that both Russia and the U.S. are preparing for. Russia feels like they've got the electronic. That's why they permit the U.S. to take down Iraq, even though they promised to defend Saddam Hussein. They learn more about U.S. military technology by eavesdropping on our war capabilities against defenseless countries. And that's the reason we can go in and obliterate any country we attack, because we can jam all their radar. All of the stuff that Russia sends over that can be jammed, we can go in almost undetected. And this new, and I've always said, the reason why the globalists who run our government are going to let the military take them down is they have secret weapon systems that they can be used afterwards to keep any further attacks from happening. And I think what you've just described are some of those top secret weapon systems that can then keep the enemy at bay while we regroup under the name of a globalist military.
That's right. I mean, it's real simple. You just got a container on the bottom of the ocean, totally undetected, turned off. It gets activated by some of these different classified systems. They've got systems that shoot a radio wave through the Earth, activated satellites, you name it. What about the incredible reliance on GPS? We know the Chinese and the Russians plan to shoot down in a matter of hours the GPS satellites. Do they have backups? Or are they going to go back to these antenna systems that they use to communicate through the Earth that they've got up by Dallas? I mean, what's the plan there?
The two plans, according to my sources, one is backups, which they have several satellites ready to be launched. But more interestingly is they have backups already in space that are turned off and that cannot be detected. So when certain ones are shot down, the obvious ones, they simply turn on others and deplete, you know, the resources, the anti-sat resources.
That's what I was told, because the miniaturization, they've got packages up there where a whole bunch of backups are then released. It's amazing. Joel Skousen, we're talking near future, which is already our present. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Little piece of you, a little piece of me.
celebrating? Wozniak, one of the founders of Apple, I think he's like worth like $8 billion last time I checked, invented so many things we use today, came out last week in a speech and said, AI is being designed to end humans' usefulness. The architecture is being set up, basically echoing what I've said and others have said, to where we're building a world that's not for people. And, of course, that's what Bill Joy said 16 years ago in Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. In Wired Magazine, himself a billionaire, one of the owners of Sun Microsystems, co-chairman. What we're talking about is a predatory system, and Joel Skousen has agreed to stay with us 20, 30 minutes, as long as he can, into the next hour to take your phone calls on any specific questions for him or if you agree or disagree, specifically for Joel Skousen. He'll be with us 20, 30 minutes in the next hour. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Specifically for him, first-time callers. 800-259-9231. But Joel, pulling back from this, the more I research it, the more I see how it operates, you really come face-to-face with the fact, in their own writings, they admit they're into the occult. These are people that believe they serve the God of this world, who, if they carry out these plans, will be given eternal life through the machines. They will escape judgment. You and I have talked about this before, but folks need to understand, this isn't us saying this. This is what we get out of Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. This is what Ray Kurzweil and all these guys are saying. They're now externalizing the hierarchy. They're now selling this to the general public. Accept giving up your humanity. Turn yourself over to the robots making the decisions, and you will be allowed to live forever. How would anyone believe these people? Oh, I mean, it's just so fantastical. It's out of this world. It is satanic. Can you speak to that?
Well, what drives the globalist is that, you know, everybody has a conscience. Everybody is part of humanity. You get information from a divine source criticizing you, prompting you to do the right thing, and people who are bad, who want to do the thing, that are in constant rebellion against conscience. And there's another voice comes through that center of the mind that perceives spiritual information from Satan, you know, temptations, trying to get you to do things, countering what the Lord wants you to do. Oh, you don't want to do that. You're too tired, or you want to do this. Ultimately, the people who migrate towards the dark side end up with a real problem, is that they inwardly still know there's going to be a judgment day someday. And what the oil that makes the conspiracy work is the promise of immunity. We see it on Earth. They promise them immunity from prosecution. You look at the people who get off scot-free, this IRS director who Congress isn't going to prosecute for contempt. She should be. Why does that happen? Why do some people get off? Because they're part of the system. They've got immunity. Bill Clinton obviously had immunity. They got him off. And it's not just the Democrats that get him off. It's the Republicans that buy into this, too. But ultimately, I think, and this is my own theory, Alex, that there's a larger promise of immunity to probably only at the higher revelatory states, to the top levels of globalism, who probably do have their own revelation or seance with this, with Satan or God of this world. They're promised immunity from God's judgment if he helps them overthrow what is good in life. And they need immunity from God's judgment. I mean, they got a mountain of sins. They're facing the chains of hell. They try not to believe it, but it's there.
They feel it. They know it's true. Yeah. And they understand. They're scared. Back in 60 seconds, I want you to continue getting into this. It's the big secret they don't want you to know about, folks. Third hour, call your friends
Thank
and family. Tell them tune in now.
GCN.
Email everybody.
Visit
Get folks to tune in now. They need to hear this, folks.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 500-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.